Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Culp. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to Herbal covering. Safe. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Phillips steals third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herbal, and towards Lanier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1. Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bob Schroeder now playing second base. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Haller reaches second base with a double. Alou moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Culp moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. Culp moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. Culp hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing right field. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Popovich moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Popovich moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Popovich tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is hit by the pitch. Seaborn moves to second. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn scores. Hyatt moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. It's 9-3, Cubs. Bob Hendley now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.